You know, I have a couple questions that the fans submitted to ask you. Is that cool?
Go ahead.
All right, man. Do you have a dream of running into the Death Row vaults and grabbing all the unreleased shit you have in there, like Ho Hopper and Next Episode and shit?
No, I'll never worry about all that. That music is, you know, it's timeless, it's priceless, and I don't even never even think about it because I'm so far ahead in the game with this new shit that I'm on and these new artists. So, I mean, sometimes I do think about all of them records that I made. What the fuck are they at? What happened to this song and this song? Because nigga made some real hit records over there that never came out, but at the same time, it's like I'm still cool. I'm still good.
Okay. Next one is, what's up with your relation to Warren G? Is there any chance to make a second 213 record?
I'm down to do it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I think when we do the next one, though, we need to, like, really bring in, like, some heavyweight producers and make the shit really big like it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? I just wanted to get it out the first time just to let niggas know that 213 is not going to be just a dream or idea, but I think this time we really need to get the backing and the support of real producers and real songwriters and real motherfuckers that can come in and make the shit sound like it's supposed to sound or it ain't worth doing.
Okay, yeah, I spoke to Bishop the other day. He told me Warren G has some big shit cooking up. Have you heard about that?
I don't mean me and Warren G got a studio together, but I ain't been there. I'm in Canada. I'm on the road, so I'd imagine that. You know, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, which is cooking. That's what we got the kitchen for.
You on that new Dazz and Corrupt single too, like Vibe with a Pimp?
Yeah, Vibe with a Pimp. You like it?
Yeah, that shit is getting good feedback. That kind of threw me back to the old days, man, when I heard that. I was like, man, that's a beautiful song right there. It's feel good. That's real Dog Pound shit.
Yeah, Dazz went back to producing. Like I said, niggas got to go back to doing what they do, man. Dazz went back to producing. Snoop Dogg is choreographer and shit. You know, when I start putting my hand on the orchestration of what it's supposed to sound like, and niggas start playing their roles, that's when shit work, as opposed to me trying to do everything. You know what I'm saying? When I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing as far as choreographing niggas, that's when shit works.
Okay. Next one is, are you going to keep the gangster image after Blue Carpet, or are you going back to the RNG format?
Not an image, homie. This is me. You know what I'm saying? So, my music is not an image. My music is what I'm feeling at that time. I'm the person, regardless. If it's an RNG record, if it's a gangster record, it's still Snoop Dogg. So it's all about what I feel the world is listening at the time. The reason why I dropped the RNG record at the time, because I felt like everybody was trying to be so gangster, everybody was trying to be so hard and so hood and so tough. There wasn't nobody really understanding that you got to have rhythm in order to be gangster. So I put the rhythm in the gangster, show niggas how to tone it down and be smooth with it, and still be gangster with it. Now on this record, I was like, fuck that. I ain't trying to be smooth on this record. It's all about taking it back to the real gangster element. Now that niggas done left my shit alone, let me go back and show niggas how it's supposed to sound, how it's supposed to look. Feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
I play it by ear. Whatever the game is missing, that's, I'm like a chameleon. I blend in, so it's like when I do my next record, right now it's in my head. I got an idea for it. But I'm not, you know, really sure if that's going to be what I'm doing now. When I really get 100% sure about it, I'm going to spit the title out. This is the title. This is the concept. And this is the direction I'm going on for my record. And that's what I'm feeling.
Okay. Next one is, will you ask DJ Quick for a beat or two? Or is there any chance of you working with DJ Quick?
You ain't never heard me and Quick work together?
Of course. I mean, now, in future.
Shit, why wouldn't I? Everything we did was a hit.
Yep, that's why they want it.
Man, me and Quick make fucking hits together, man. That's a no-brainer right there. When me and him in the studio, we leaving with a fucking hit record. So it's like, you know, we've been on vacation from each other because he doing what he doing and I'm doing what I'm doing. I hear him back with A&G and, you know, getting his click back together or whatnot. So that's what he got to be. You got to get your roots back together. Then once you get your roots right, then you start reaching out to other family members outside of your family. So I'm already knowing that Quick is definitely going to be a part of this equation because he's one of them West Coast producer pioneers that's out here on the West that's, you know, underrated.
Definitely. The next one is, you reached out and shouted out Meech Wells on the My People's track. Is there any chance that you're going to hook up with him?
I don't know. Where are you at?
You working. He just dropped a mixtape with his artist, Young Joker, and he working with Badass and a bunch of cats, though, but he trying to get with you, too.
Okay. We'll make it happen when I get posted up to you.
Definitely, man. And what's going on with you and Cocaine?
I left him a message about, shit probably about a week and a half before I came on this Canada tour, because I had a song that sounded like he should have been on it. You know what I'm saying? You know me, man, I ain't got no problems with nobody, homie. I'm cool with everybody. It's 2007. I love everybody. I don't have no enemies, man.
Okay. Next one is, what's up with Butch Cassidy? The combination between you and Butch was always tight. Maybe we can see Snoop and Butch together again.
I love working with Butch Cassidy because he always come with that fly shit. And, you know, hopefully when I get back home, me and him will get back together again. I like the shit him and DeMiz got. I heard that. That was kind of cool, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to get with Butch Cassidy and, you know, give him what he deserves. He need an honest shot in the game.
Definitely. How come the LaToya Williams album never came out?
Inside problems, you know, that was going on at the time, where, you know, certain people that was representing her, she wasn't happy with, and, you know, a lot of misunderstandings and whatnot, but now she's back on board, she's ready to come out, and sounding better than ever, so hopefully me, her, and Superfly can figure out a way to, you know, make her shit sound the way it was sounding, because she had a fucking hot record that they was working on, and that Fallen Star video was one of my classic videos of all time, you know what I'm saying, that shit looked good, felt good, and sounded good, so... I know people missing her voice, so we're going to get back on her real soon.
Okay. For a while, E. White was your protege, and I believe you met him again at a hood meeting or something. E. White told me about that. You know, are we going to see Snoop and E. White working again?
I mean, you know, if God willing, you know, I'm into making music with those who want to make music with me, that want to, you know, live and learn something from me and bring something to the table and add something, you know. I ain't really with, you know, niggas trying to take away from what we trying to build. Not saying that he is or he will or he has. I'm just, you know, it's 2007, so it's a new program. I'm the boss. If you're going to be with me, you got to learn how to take directions as well as give direction. And I don't think everybody is really at that level. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is dope, but sometimes you got to be a man first to understand what it takes to really listen to another motherfucker that you might think that you have more knowledge than them. A lot of motherfuckers get egos when it's time to take orders from motherfuckers. I don't have a problem with taking direction from somebody who knows what the fuck they talking about. I don't care if you're older than me, younger than me, or better than me, or weaker than me. But some motherfuckers have a problem with that, and that's the type of individual I am. When I'm in the studio, I give orders, you know what I'm saying? And I take them, but more than seldom, I give orders because my track record speaks for itself. When it comes to making hit records, if you ain't Dr. Dre or Quincy Jones or motherfucker of that magnitude, you really can't fuck with me on telling me what is and what ain't.
Okay. And we seen Badass is on the Big Squeeze album. How did you hook up with Badass again? How was it working in the studio with him?
We did that record in 2005, but I seen him recently. And I don't know if that song will actually make the album. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't produce the song. Like I said, I'm trying to... Every song on this album got to be produced by me. I thought about it and I was like, you know what? It don't serve me no purpose to put out an album with other producers on it when I'm trying to put these artists out. I need to be touched by me, cooked by me, mixed by me, everything by me. So I don't think that particular song is going to make the record, but it will come out so people will be able to hear it. And like I say, Badass, E. White, all the homies from DPG, the second half, the third strings, all of that, I still love them all the same way. Hopefully these niggas will get their head right and see that they better off with me than without me.
Okay, yeah, Bad Luck, in the interview I did with Bad Luck, he said, you know, I don't know if you read it, but he talked about, you know, the people saying that you don't look out for your people, and he said that, you know, if Snoop Dogg puts me on a record that sells 600,000 records nationwide and I can't bubble off of that, then I'm doing something wrong. What do you think of that?
That's how it's supposed to be. If Dr. Dre put me on Deep Cover and I bubbled after that. Then he put me on G-Thang, I bubbled after that. Then he put me on, I bubbled after that. Bubble, bubble, bubble. You gotta take your bubbles and bubble with it. See, niggas be too busy waiting on me to hand feed these niggas and take them in and get them a deal and say, here go $1 million deal. It don't work like that now. When I put you on something, nigga, hopefully your shit is dope enough to create a fan base for yourself to go create your own deal. I agree with you, young, Bad Luck. You spitting the truth, nephew, but it's going to always be that kind of talk about me because I'm the type of nigga that give opportunity. Now, what about if I just say, you know what, I'm going to do what LL Cool J did. I ain't going to never put nobody in the game. I'm just going to be all about me my whole career. Then how many niggas would be eating right now?
Absolutely.
If I decide to do it now and say, well, you know what, I'm going to stop right now. I ain't hooking nobody else up. I ain't fucking with no producers. I ain't fucking with no artists, no singers, no keyboard players, no nothing. Dre gonna do all my albums from now on. How niggas gonna eat then? First of all, you niggas ain't gonna be able to come to the studio because Dre ain't gonna have all you niggas up there. Second of all, you ain't gonna get the shine that you've been getting. Ain't nobody gonna put your name up there and talk about you and give you your credit and give you money and treat you like a star. I'm the savior of the game right now. Niggas ought to be thankful for me and be thankful that I ain't just lost my mind and said, you know what? I'm cool on everybody. I'm finna go solo, bongo. It's all about Snoop Dogg. Fuck everybody. I'm all on me right now. When do I get a chance to do that? I don't owe nobody shit. I came in this game by myself. I owe my kids, my three kids and my wife. That's who I owe.
Alright. You know, I'm supposed to ask you about the British Airways incident, you know, whether you're actually really banned from the UK or not. Okay. Alright, and now we got another throwback question. You know, many people know that, you know, the song Mr. Officer, Crooked Officer, you know, which appeared on the Ghetto Boys album, was going to be the song from The Chronic, and which was cut off, or how did it end up on the Ghetto Boys album?
Because actually, come on, Jake, bring my shit back. What's up, bro? Because actually, Big Mike, that song was Big Mike had created that song. It was a convict song. The group was called The Convicts. Big Mike and Lord 3-2. That was the act from Houston that Suge was going to sign. And actually, Big Mike had created that song, Mr. Officer. We did that song late night one night. Me, Lord 3-2, Big Mike, and Warren G. I produced it. So Dr. Dre had heard him, flipped it, took it, made it his shit, but then he didn't really like it like that. So Big Mike took it back to rap a lot, and the Ghetto Boys did it, because he was the new Ghetto Boy, remember?
Right, yeah.
Now it makes sense?
Yeah, I guess. Shit, I still would like to hear that version, though. It probably don't even exist anymore, huh?
It probably exists, but you know, who owns the masters? Who got the masters of all that Death Row shit? It's a bunch of songs that we did that was dope as fuck that never came out, that nobody never even heard, that you should just be party classics. And I say that because Dre used to have, like, parties every Friday in his house, and we had certain records that we would just play strictly at these parties. You know what I'm saying? And we never made them real records. We just, fuck it, we get the songs in the back, and whenever the party get cracking, we pop this record on, motherfuckers get the groove, and bam, boom, and that just be a party class.
Do you have any examples of songs, though? Because, you know, people love to hear about this kind of shit, if you remember anything.
We had one called Ho Hopper.
Yeah, we heard that one, and that was ripped from the tape, but it's bad quality.
Yeah, we had that one. We had I Break Some Off. It's one I wrote for Dr. Dre off of the hip hop hippie beat. I wrote that for Dr. Dre called I Break Some Off. It was another one. Corrupt had a bunch of them that Warren G did for me.
For real?
Yeah, we had a lot of shit, man. It was a lot of hit records that we had that just, it was the shit.
It's a shame the LBC Crew record never came out.
Thank Lil C Style for that. Lil C Style lost his goddamn mind the 2 or 3 days before I was going to put the shit out. You know what I'm saying? He lost his motherfucking mind thinking he was a star. You know, telling me that he won't X amount of dollars and he won't this and won't that and won't that and won't that. And so we had a meeting at my house. He had the tape, because we wasn't even really on CDs, we was on cassette. He had the tape that we had, and he broke the tape and was like, nigga, I don't want to be in the group no more. He threw the tape down. And I looked at Trady, I was like, nigga, what you want to do? And he was like, nigga, I'm staying down. So Lil Staff shook, broke the whole group up. That's why on my album, The Dogfather, Trade E, the only nigga that was basically on that motherfucker, him and Badass. Well, I had Technique on there too. I had Technique, Badass, yeah, all of them except Lil Staff. Everybody's on there except him. If you listen to that album, it's all fun.
Yeah. That was a crazy combination, though, man. You know, Trade E shit, man.
I was gonna be the first album that I produced. Sequel album.
Yeah, most of the songs leaked somehow, but you know, they never really leaked.
Actually, that's how me and Shaquille O'Neal got real cool, because of that particular album. It's a song called Dippin' in My Lolo.
Yeah.
He wanted that song that motherfucking bad. And nigga came to my studio and was like, nigga, I need to get that song, nigga. I'm like, nigga, that's Shaq. I gave him the song, and me and him ended up making some music together, and we became cool after that. You know, I mean, like I said, I done a lot of classic shit that I don't even remember. I don't even know where the fuck is that. I think I'd have been a part of maybe, like, at least 1,000 songs.
Probably.
At least 1,000 songs. And I've probably been a part of, like, at least 100 hit records.
You know, you'd probably make a lot more money if you dug up all the old shit and sold that shit. Because people will go crazy for it. You know, the prices, or you know how many people hunting unreleased songs. Man, you know, Daz tried to sell a Tupac and Daz album for like $500, and people was buying that shit.
Yeah, trust me. I just told you what I'm doing. I'm selling 12 beats with no lyrics on it for $500. I'm saying? So imagine when I start saying, okay, I just got some unreleased Snoop Dogg music that I'm selling. But then I am selling the unreleased Snoop Dogg CD, but I'm only selling it for $25.99 just because I want to lower motherfuckers in and make them feel right at home. I don't want to scare you away. And you get the first one for $25 and then you start hearing shit like, yeah, I ain't never heard that one. And the next one be like, okay, I'm going to get some shit way back. So this one going to cost a little bit more because this shit is hard to find. This is that shit that I couldn't find. I had to pay a nigga to get this shit. I got shit I did with DJ Glaze and niggas that own cassettes, 8-track mixes in 1987, 88, 89 that I got that I ain't never released on a nigga where I can just pop that and be like, boom, I even got the first 213 song, Long Beach is a motherfucker.
You got that in full? Shit, we've only heard like 14 seconds of that.
I got the nigga that produced the record. You know what I'm saying? So he got everything.
Shit, you should just leak that motherfucker.
Man, that shit was hard as fuck, bro.
How about this one?
Yo. Yeah, Doggy Dog back in the motherfucking hell. But this time, I'ma get like on a realistic tip. Take you niggas on a trip to the county jail, you know what I'm saying? If you been, you know what I'm talking about, but if you haven't, peep gang, cause I'm dropping the reels on your ass face. Sitting in an overcrowded tank. I'm trying to see which nigga these niggas plotting against. If it's me, it's on. Nope, the essay with the black knights just got stolen. And he done fell to the ground. The deputies ain't around, so we finna get the boot down.
That he shit is crazy.
Now he taking his shoes, the life for the county.
Get that,
huh? Huh?
Send me that on MP3 real quick.
Alright, I'm sending it to you right.
I want that motherfucker right now. That shit banging, cuz.
Yeah, that's called County Blues, the original version.
You look bust-ass nigga, you might as well pay the motherfuckers off before you get capped. You understand what I'm saying? I see the first verse got your ass scared. But hold up, you gotta take a trip upstairs. What a fool's always wondering. Young nigga, welcome to 9500. Confronted every second about where you're from.
I told you I got some shit.
That's Snoop Dogg right there, nigga. I didn't have no deal when I made that.
Yeah.
That was over that Dub C track, too. Pay your dues, huh?
Yeah.
That shit, man. Let me get that,
nigga. So I'm uploading it to the server right now, and then I'm going to shoot you the link to the T-mail so you can just download it to the computer. You just put in that link.
Okay, well, put a couple more Snoop Dogg songs there that you might got, cuz. All right, now I'll send you some of this new shit. You send me that old shit, I'll send you some of this new shit.
That's the business.
That's
deal. How about this one?
Business to attend to, no time to play for fun. Since you'd have thought you knew this, how the West was won. Number one on the coast, that's with reset. Check the format document to lay the hat. In fact, it gets crucial once the niggas get to hit. What would you do if the risk commits the spit? Lying too late to buy your head.
That's an LBC crew shit.
That's
shit
that I produce,
cuz
I just
want to
be from DPG. That's me on the vocoder.
Yeah.
That's when I started fucking with that nigga's rap, but I was on that vocoder going crazy,
cuz. How about this one?
Oh, that's the group I'm looking for. The drums and shit. That's the group I'm looking for. The bomb ass drums and shit.
Well, the clock on the wall reads 11:54. It's about that time that I be jetting through the door, letting guys know.
That's that get up to get down.
That's me on the vocoder on that too, cuz. Give me them two songs to quit bullshitting, cuz.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm gonna send you something right back too on that same site.
Nah, send them to NEMA@WCNN.com.
Okay, got you.
But you know, we gotta get back to what's going on right now. You recorded the Big Squeeze album.
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with the idea to that record?